previously on the Hoolies Hoolie.
Imagine telling that to an insurance claim adjuster. Yeah. So I was sitting in my house and somebody threw a Molotov cocktail through the window and I discovered that the Bulls had won game 7 and I walked outside and people were cheering in such joy of the burning of my home. They started rocking my car and then they spray painted Bulls on my car. That's how I knew the Bulls had won.
AM WSBC. Hey. Welcome back to another week of the Hoolies Hoolie Radio Hour.
Yeah.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy.
What's up?
Hi, Bill. And the greatest man on earth, Clayton O'Brien. Clay is here again.
The Bulls haven't won one since then.
No. I don't know how we got talking about that last week. It was because we were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and the fans in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Trash in their own town.
Yeah.
I see.
No, nothing to celebrate this week. We also have a guest joining us, frequent guest.
The one.
And only, comedian Pat Chase is on the program tonight. Hello, Pat.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
It's always fun to have Pat back on the program.
Absolutely.
Pat is very clean cut. I mean, he looks like a $1 million bill.
Yeah, you're letting the hair grow out a little bit, I notice.
Well, it's tight, high and tight, for you listeners, it's a little longer on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I put product in it here and there, slick it back at work and stuff. I wear a hat sometimes, so it gets a little messy.
It's like you got a nice head of hair.
Yeah, it's like a young Elvis.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Like I don't know what to do with it. Like I got to do something with it.
Oh, you're good. You're right.
Good. No, you're good. Good.
Don't my brother it. Went don't bald when it. He was in like 8th grade. So
don't
like,
even say such
you
things.
Got the kind of hair that could be in like a Pert Plus ad or something.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? That could be my next avenue. I don't know if this comedy thing doesn't
Pat
work
Chase
out.
Endorses Pert Plus.
That's right. Hey,
dramatic head actor.
Well, I don't know. Pantene just came in. They're offering me 10 grand more.
Hey, yeah. Has there ever been a man something? In like
There's
a...
never been a comedian that has endorsed hair care products, has there?
Oh.
Like they don't show like Seinfeld... You know, before his show warming up and then doing his show and then cut to a shot of him backstage sweating very hard and taking a shower.
I beg to differ. There was a Seinfeld episode where Seinfeld did talk about Prel shampoo.
Yeah, he did. He was heavy on Prel for a
he
while.
Talked about Prel.
I do remember that.
Prel.
And then the, remember that?
I should have never mentioned Seinfeld. All of a sudden I was on something. Was like, Seinfeld, by the way, hour. Did Seinfeld.
The low water pressure one was the best, though, where his hair is just like down.
Right.
Yours is the opposite.
In any event, they should... I said it again, in any event.
You're like a congressman with that.
I know.
Yeah, what are you
running for?
In
any event, this bill is terrible.
In any event, I need to keep the show moving forward. And so I pause in moments of the show and say, in any event...
You know
to,
what you say instead?
To use as a transitional moment when
use
I...
Use the word so instead.
So.
There you go.
There you go. It moves,
take it easy.
So what? So let's so. Move it forward. Oh, thanks for having me, guys, honestly.
God so, bless. Pat, what I was saying is that the... Comedians should be doing more hair care products.
There's stuff out there for, you know. You
calling all advertising agencies.
Anything, please.
There's a guy in Chicago who's a comedian. His name is Pat Chase. He's poster boy for your next shampoo commercial.
Actually, you could do it, but it'd have to be like for a brand like White Rain or Pret. Like,
yeah,
all
I
want to
revive
you,
either VO5 no, Suave or White
everything
Rain.
Everything you
all
get
dollar store shampoos. Yeah.
But it's got, you have to have a testimonial in the commercial where you're like, you know, open mics are rough, you know, and like, yeah. And you're sweating, kind of gross.
To God, yeah.
Yeah. And there's like,
deal with a heckler. I gotta have shiny hair.
Right. Someone's throwing beer on you, and you're like, ah, you know. So after a rough night of floppy jokes, nothing makes me feel fresh again more than this bottle of Pat Chase shampoo.
VO5 on clearance.
Yeah. Apple
as
flavor.
Seen in TV ad.
Start your own shampoo. Island don't work for Walgreens. Anybody else. Don't work for those heartless corporations. Start your own. Patty Boy Shampoo.
I think we got some here, Clay.
God bless.
So yeah. What's new in the world of Pat Chase? What's going on? You have a show coming up at the Improv in Schaumburg. Headlining, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, it's my first time. I can't believe they asked me, but they did. And
they asked you because you're good, Pat.
Well, right. But then they're like, well, throw out some dates. And I'm like, let's
That's
do.
Why you shaved. I better shave for this one.
He was like, I got to get
look,
my hair.
Man, I didn't have a beard last time. I just was unemployed, and that's what you look like. I had like 5 o'clock shadow like right. 5 days ago.
All right, so you're headlining. What date or will we?
So it's March 4th, right? So yeah. What for your is, listeners is here, it's a week or? From tomorrow.
It's a Monday night.
If you're listening to
Monday
this.
Night? Monday night show?
It's a Sunday night show.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah, March 4th. Sunday. Come on. March 4th. Yeah.
At 7 p.m.
So, yeah. So, if you're listening to this now, it's a week from tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tickets are $12. You can go to improv.com.
Bring your girlfriend.
Please do. Yeah. Please bring girlfriend or boyfriend. I don't judge.
Or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either way. Whatever.
Sit back and enjoy the laughs.
Right. Yeah.
Don't laugh too hard.
So, it's a 7 o'clock show. It ends at 8:30, so we'll be home by like 10.
Infomercial for my comedy show.
I only have one rule. Don't laugh too hard. See you there. $12.
Try right. The veal, folks.
Only one rule at this club is don't laugh too hard. Pat Chase will be seen at the Improv in Schaumburg on March 4th.
God. Yep. That sounds amazing.
So, yeah, I guess.
So, do you get to pick who's going to open for you?
No, I don't know who's opening for me. I didn't even ask.
It's a blind date, huh?
It is a blind date, yeah. So, we'll see. I don't know yet.
Is that a thing in the stand-up world when you get the headline? Do they ask you, do you get to bring your own guy with you?
If you're famous.
Most headliners do, because that's how I always get gigs. Like, headliners bring me.
Yeah.
And now that I've, like, got this one-night gig, I forgot to ask.
Who are you going
to
bring with you, Pat? Come on.
Patty Houlihan.
No, I don't want to. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Right? No, you nut up. You're, come on.
I got this show to worry about.
You got five minutes or something?
Oh, I got. Are you kidding? We just did 5 minutes on Pat's hair.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sure.
It's already done.
It was about 4 minutes too many there.
Yeah, it is. How is work going for you? Last time you were on the program, you were working at a university, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Selling dreams.
Yep. In the recruitment
just
department.
Didn't sell too many of them. I had to hit a quota and I didn't, so they fired me.
Aww.
Did they?
Yeah.
Aww.
Apparently, education, it's all about the bottom line.
Education,
you're gone.
Is corporate money.
It's all about the dollars.
But I reached that one kid who.
Did you ask him after that? No, you did.
Oh, man. I'm like, dude, he couldn't even read.
Now he's not going to college at all.
He's got speaking spell.
When you were given your walking papers, did you by chance say, wait a second, just hold on a second. I got something that you guys might need to hear. It could change the way we're doing business here. Did you play him the NBA theme song?
I spent about 2 weeks because I knew that I was a dead man walking since like Halloween.
You
all right?
Yeah.
Since Halloween. And they waited all the way to, like, the middle of December to, like, actually
pull
do
the
it.
Trigger?
And they, like, right faked before, me out, man.
Before,
so I'm like,
before Christmas?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's,
so
that's rotten.
Wow.
It's all right. I was like, any day now. So I just walk in.
Yeah, you were like, I'm
what
just
day
picking
of the
up
week?
A check
what
now.
And I had that speech ready, but they're like, hey, come in my office real quick. My boss, he's like, I need you. Look, I got to terminate you right now. I'm like, that's why there's nothing at my desk right now. I knew this day was going to come, but really?
Yeah.
We just had a meeting. You couldn't have, I didn't like spend an hour in that meeting. Like, you couldn't have done this
before,
at, like, right when I got to work.
Yeah. What time are
you
doing?
If you would have fired me right when I got to work, I'm like, thank you, because I am dying. I'm so hungover. I was going to call in.
I was going to call
in. You made
in.
Me wait till like, not even lunchtime. I got canned at like 11:48. When it's like,
that's
dude,
than,
I spent like 3 hours here.
That's better than end of the day.
Oh, yeah. I would have been like, I would have just been like, you know what?
That'd be horrible.
Oh, God. And it was a Thursday.
Did you do the normal routine? Did you just, you know, get outside, light a heater, and go to the nearest tavern? Be like, ah.
Yeah, actually, but the nearest tavern wasn't open yet. Because it was 11:48.
Yeah. So did you just go to the liquor store and get a half dog or
so
something?
I went to the liquor store, got a bottle of Fireball to drink on the train ride home.
Little token of advice from Joel Alstein here.
Please do.
Yeah.
Pat, God doesn't close doors. He opens windows. That's why you're headlining at the Improv in Schaumburg.
That's right.
Fourth.
He, yes.
Exact. And I landed a job, too.
You
I have
did?
A job. Yeah.
more about Pat Chase's job after the break here. The Hooli, you know what makes you, it would have prevented
You're
it?
You're going to love to hear this too, but yes.
Well, if you're having troubles at work and you think you might be on the chopping block, make sure to get up an extra 15 minutes early every day and prepare yourself a nice warm bowl of McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
That's right.
Yes.
It'll prevent these things in life. And if it does happen to you, occasionally the talent bookers from a comedy club in Schaumburg will call you and they'll offer you a gig.
That's right.
Show's presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We're back with Pat Chase after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Tell your story. He's a good guy. Hooli's Hooli, we're back.
Yes.
Yeah.
12:40 a.m.
Billy was talking about Euros earlier.
Yeah, you were. Before the, one of those things that we just love talking about on the program. We've tackled two already. We got hair, and now Euros is back.
Yeah.
That fantastic Greek meat on a spittle.
Yep.
Is that what you call it, a spittle?
I love it, but I just feel like now every time I eat one, I need to bathe afterwards.
A couple times.
Like it's somehow you can wash your hands,
mm-hmm.
you can brush your teeth, You're stuck with this.
You could drink an entire bottle of Scope, and you'd still burp and be like, ah, euros.
That's why you got to go to it.
But you'd be hammered, so that's cool.
I mean, I eat them sober.
Yeah, I do too. I had one, actually, believe it or not, I had one yesterday from Sub T.
So I had mine.
Hit the spot.
Yeah, so you're both excellent. Reeking, huh?
I did smell for a little while afterwards you got to go to a Euro bathhouse. That's what we got to create. Euro bathhouses.
They already did it back in ancient Greece, the bathhouse.
Right. Well, but, you know.
Careful what you wish for on that one.
Listen, we can use the Euros as a front, don't you see?
But it could be a weird bathhouse you don't even want to get
into. I think, Clay, you said something about skunk meat.
Yeah, it's like eating skunk meat.
What's like eating skunk meat?
Eating Euros.
Eating Euros meat? Yeah. Pat Chase, you like Euros meat?
I love Euros meat. You know what? I'm a huge fan of the chicken Euro.
Ooh, oh, never yeah. had. There is such a
it's
thing?
Made out of the same warehouse that makes them, the regular ones. What are
Kronos?
They?
Kronos?
Yeah, what are that? One of those.
Kronos makes it.
It's chicken Euro. It's the same thing. It's just white.
Honey, does Kronos still make that chicken? I've never had the chicken one, but it's kind of scary.
That's
me.
A bizarre job. That's like something you'd see on Dateline.
No, if you look at the thing, the spigot or whatever.
I know what
it.
You're talking about, Pat. I'm just thinking, I mean.
You rarely see it.
You rarely see it. If only, you see a place that's got chicken euros, you're in an A-plus establishment.
No, you're actually, you're in a weird establishment, but it's pretty good. Try it.
Let's get back to the idea that there's a Euros warehouse.
There
somewhere,
absolutely is.
Did you, on the northwest side? Is
there's
that what
millions
you
of them.
I forget the name of it, but that's one of my weird, buddies worked there.
That's a weird thing that you, like, you know. What's your dad do for a living? He works at a Euro store.
You know what? We know a guy, our friend Sean Tulin.
Yeah.
He was a contractor, and he was actually building out a factory that was going to be specifically used for Euros.
Interesting.
And it had to be all this, like, sterilized steel and, like, you know, high-end stuff.
It's got to be sanitary.
Only the highest.
Only the best for Euro meat.
No stains on that steel.
Okay.
All right. So what happened with that?
Everybody enjoyed it.
What do you got? Okay, Bill's going to read. Bill's going to read from the internet.
It was a Euro factory.
No,
that's where they made them.
Yeah, there's a Euro factory.
Let's hear about it.
Breaking news.
Bill's reading from the internet.
Let's go, Bill.
It's Kronos. It's in.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's the Kronos Euros. It's named after the old world method of cooking layers of savory meats, perfected, seasoned with zesty spices, and formed into a cone. Euros traditionally comes cooked on a, I don't know.
Now you're just reading the definition of it.
Yeah, come on. No Wikipedia this stuff. We don't need the history
There's
of
beef
it.
Euros, beef and lamb euros, and chicken euros. There you go.
God yeah, bless. I've had euros. A few of them. Try them. They're weird. They're good, though.
All right.
Throw a little honey mustard on there instead of the tzatziki. Is that how you say
yeah,
it?
Yeah, tzatziki sauce.
Tzatziki? Yeah, honey mustard on the chicken euro.
Well, we got to get a field trip over to the Kronos factory.
Absolutely.
Like the Irish come to Greece.
Why don't we just, they're going to be like, okay, what do you guys want?
They could do a corned beef euro?
I bet they could.
Absolutely. I think should, and I think you just invented
something.
You just
invented
something.
A corned beef sandwich euro.
Maybe, why don't we
euro?
Edit this?
Pastrami euro.
No, corned beef euro.
Why don't we go off the air and talk about this?
Billy's Meats.
Bill, corned beef euros with hot mustard.
Yeah, I'll
corned beef euros with hot mustard. No, actually it's hot mustard
and soda bread.
Whoa.
A soda bread pita.
This St. Patrick's Day season, come to Nicky's.
It's soda bread pita.
No, my sauce, like my tzatziki, would be like a spicy mustard with some sour cream.
Sure.
Some sour cream.
And maybe a little bit of cabbage in there, perchance?
Okay, sure.
And then...
Okay,
fine, yes.
Clay's handyman
and then
is back.
We put the Thousand Island dressing on there. Make your way, have it.
All right. That's risky. Not,
but that sounds, that's like a Reuben on a pita. That's like a Euros Reuben.
A Reuben on a pita.
It's Billy's Meats. It's my idea.
Billy's Meats.
No one's done it yet. Actually, corned beef on a pita? Now you're talking.
That sounds Arby's good. Did that already, did too, by the way. They did corned beef, gyro, and everything. And they have the one sauce you don't even think of is that horsey sauce.
But is it delicious?
Well, they have gyros at Arby's. I've seen. I haven't tried one.
We should make that field trip, too. Yeah, live from Arby's.
Hooli's Hooli reporting live from Arby's.
We're checking out Chicago's best gyros here.
We're checking out America's finest gyros, fast food style. Our special guest on the program is publisher extraordinaire Lawrence Flint. He's gonna tell us how great this gyro sandwich is. Larry, how's the sandwich?
I love skunk meat.
Skunk meat, you say?
This horsey sauce is amazing.
I love skunk meat.
Skunk meat, endorsed by Lawrence Flint. Wasn't sure that that was on the menu tonight. But we thank you for your opinion.
He hasn't been on the show in a long time.
We haven't had who on the show?
Larry.
Larry, he hasn't been on in a while.
We haven't referenced Larry Flint in a while.
No. I wish him the best.
Yeah. He's really...
The best!
Have you seen Patrick's Day, Mr. Flint?
Yeah.
From the best.
From did us. Everybody have a nice President's Day? Did you guys, anybody have the day off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had to go into work, but
does Larry
took the
Flint
day
make
off.
You think of presidency? Is that why that popped right
no,
into there?
No, I was thinking about this past week and how I had Monday off. Mm-hmm. Something wrong with that?
No, it's beautiful.
What'd you do on your day off besides eat?
Pretty much that. Just laid around.
Laid in your own filth and ate.
Yup.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you watch something weird?
Did I watch anything weird?
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of that show, The Shy.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
That's a pretty good show, I think. I've been enjoying it, I have to say.
Our Brian King is on The Shy.
Yes,
we've mentioned that a couple times.
But is it, like, legit, though, to The Shy? Like, is it, or is it studio?
It's pretty legit, though. They don't try to, like, get into the inner workings of how Chicago government
look,
works.
Look, hey, have a hot dog and a deep dish. Like they try to throw in shit.
No,
like,
but there's like a palm tree. No, they don't do any of that. It's just shot in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Are any palm trees?
No.
Okay.
That's good. Above the law, I think. Or not above the law. Mark for Death is supposed to take place.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal film, Mark for Death.
Yes.
He's back here. Seagal's back in the program, coming back again.
I can't believe. We got to bring in Roadhouse.
Speaking of. No, that was a Seagal movie.
We
got to bring in Roadhouse. They were supposed to be in Chicago. And you cut to a shot, and there's palm trees in the background. Yeah. No one questions it because Seagal is such a commanding
Seagal's
force.
Seagal's drop kicking people
on the
you
screen.
You don't have time to stare at the trees.
Yeah. I don't. Have you guys seen the trailers for Death Wish that they shot in Chicago
with Bruce Willis?
It looks awesome. I'm not gonna lie,
pretty good.
Kind of want to see it, man.
I thought it was already out. Did the studio pull it? No.
I saw a trailer tonight for it on the Blackhawks.
No, they're like, don't pull it. Let's just
prolong Travolta it. John Travolta had a movie pulled. He was gonna play Gotti.
That was like an HBO thing, right?
Travolta was going to play John Gotti in a movie.
Yeah, what happened to that?
It got yanked, I don't know why, but it just all of a sudden the studio yanked it.
Because they're like, I don't know if he can do Gotti. He's kind of,
I guess he was amazing.
Who knows?
Gotti.
Yeah, Death Wish comes out on March 2nd.
You heard that Travolta was amazing as Gotti?
Yeah. Is he like, hey, let's dance.
News ticking.
You know,
Travolta is excellent as Gotti.
No, I want to whack. Let's dance.
Hey, you know what? Why do we make movies about these people?
About whom?
Like Gotti. That was a scumbag.
Yeah, I know.
He's a legend, man.
Because people like scum.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
like the
like
their
skunk
energy,
meat.
Because people like skunk meat.
They like low-hanging skunk meat. That's all I know.
A quote from Lawrence Flint on tonight's Hooli's Hooli
Hour.
From
Robert Flint. Quote from Robert Frost.
Because what's the quote? I forget it. It's kind of
weird.
I
don't want to say it again.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah, come on, one more time.
You can't.
What is it?
I can't do this show
because
anymore.
Skunks like low-hanging meats or something?
Low-hanging skunk meat.
Low-hanging skunk meat. Good name for a punk rock band.
Punk rock album.
My son's in a group. They're called Low Hanging Skunk Meat. They're going to be playing the block party Tuesday, Jim, if you want to come by.
Check them out at the old VFW down the street.
I got him a Huffy for his birthday. He loves it.
A Huffy. Huffy's a funny word, isn't it?
Those things were awesome.
It's fun to say that, though.
Are they still in business?
What kind of bike you got, a Huffy?
My dad's CEO of Huffy.
Yeah, actually.
Pay for itself. Are they still around, Huffy?
Yeah, they're around. They're always
sure.
Huffy. Twin Huffy.
Murray Huffy.
Roadmaster.
Is Huffy an Irish name?
Aye.
Is it? Jim Huffy.
Jim Huffy.
Hey, right. Tom
local
Huffy
1200.
Here.
Jim Huffy, local 200 on a dot. Taxi drivers and film
taxi
union.
Drivers
yeah,
union.
They got Huffies at Walmart.
How much?
That's why they're always going to be around. Lord,
they got Huffies at Walmart.
Billy's in the research department.
There's a women's Huffy, a 26-inch women's Huffy.
What's going, that running for?
$119
You got to put it together, or is that pre-made?
I don't know.
Can you get the floor model?
Okay.
Can I get the floor model for $80
Sure you can get the floor model.
Is that got brakes on it, or is it the back brake, you know, where you put the pedals
it
back?
It looks like the back brake.
Okay.
I want to get a bike this spring. I've been putting it off for years.
You know what? Don't bother.
I got a couple.
Why? Because I got one. It sits in my garage unused.
Really? Can I buy it off you?
No.
Okay.
Just take it from them.
I can honestly say, I don't think I've ridden a bicycle in 7 or 8 years.
You weren't the greatest bicycle rider to begin
with. Yeah,
you
were. I know that. You would fall a lot.
Yeah, you were. You were a guy who was falling off his bike at like age 14.
But you were also like smoking and
I was like talking to people while I was riding it, not looking at the
smoking, eating cheese fries.
Remember that kids like 13-year-old kids riding around on their dinos smoking? You don't see that anymore.
That was the '90s, man.
We don't see kids. Kids aren't embracing cigarettes the way that my generation
did. Like kids are riding cool bikes. Remember like dinos, GTs, like. There was literally
a dino?
Like,
yeah, if you had a Huffy, it was like, eh.
No,
a Huffy?
There was always like, all right, like, I don't know about you guys in Forest Park in your neighborhood, but we used to steal bikes like crazy.
Oh,
like,
no.
Someone got a new red line. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then we would chop it up and...
I'd get new bikes.
Somebody
I'd
get like the pegs. Another guy gets the front wheel.
These fork standers from the dino. These pegs in the back are from that kid's... red line and
Preston's
the frame is in my basement because no one's getting
a
it
red line. Was that a Haro bike?
No, it was like a company.
It was Haro
red line, like GT
Performer.
Yeah,
yeah. These are the
GT. This is like it was before lowriders.
Of BMX bikes, these were the first class.
These were the Ferraris of BMX bikes,
big time.
Wait, would you have a GT?
Ma,
Performer?
I want a GT Vertigo for my birthday. All right.
yep.
I want 8-ball.
I want a Dyno Comp and a Dyno VFR.
I had a black Vertigo with black mag wheels and 8-ball air covers.
Because you had like the two types of bikes. You had like the freestyle, like the GT Performer.
Sure.
But then you had like the Haro Mach 1, which is like the one back brake, and it's for like dirt jumps.
Yeah, and it had spokes, and it didn't have mags.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because it's got to be light.
Yep. This week on Bike Talk.
Obviously, I feel like.
Have you tried to get on one of these bikes recently?
I haven't been on a dyno since 1995.
It scared the crap out of you.
And I'd love it.
I think I would love it, too.
But I
I'm
going like
to ask my wife for a dyno.
I actually was on one, folks, you won't love it.
They're hard.
Thought I could bunny hop stuff like I did when I was a kid. And I went to bunny hop over this curb, and I...
You caught a handlebar to the chest.
I bit it hard. I rode way too fast. Like, this curb wasn't that big. And I did such a big bunny hop. That I caught, into the grass and on the sidewalk, and it, like, hit.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really be, you know, a dad guy and cruising went down a dyno with your kids, you know?
Well, it was funny, because it wasn't even my... This where it gets funny. It wasn't even my bike.
With your son?
You can only do that
It was my friend's bike who has a kid, and the kid saw me do that.
You can do it if you live
in, laugh at you, I hope?
If you live in, both laughed at me, and I got yelled at, because I busted the back rim, kind of. I hit that sidewalk hard.
So steal him a new one.
Anyway, I'm thinking about getting a new bike.
He bought it on Craigslist. I can't steal it. He bought it.
If you get a dyno, you'll be my hero.
Me?
Yeah.
Honey, I need a dyno. Important.
Honey, size dynos do they have for adults?
My parents, when they sold the house in Reforest, still had
adult freestyle BMX dyno bikes?
Hey,
what section?
Bill, Google that. How much are dynos going for?
How much
on
is
eBay?
A dyno going? Yeah. I would say a couple hundred bucks.
How much is a dyno?
How much is a dyno bike?
Irish dinos.
You're an Irish dino?
No. We should start a biker gang. Call it the dinos.
The dinos.
The Irish dinos. Terrorize the north side, throwing Euros meat at people.
Corned beef Euros.
Throwing Euros meat and telling Lawrence Flint jokes again.
Telling awful jokes.
Oh, wow,
jokes.
Look at this. I mean, the dinos range anywhere from $250. Here's one for $1,200.
Wait, what? What kind of dino is it?
This one's called the 1993 Dino Slammer BMX. That's on eBay for $1,200.
Well, that's like an authentic. That's from 1993.
Vintage dino.
Yeah.
That's a collectible.
Well, those are the ones you want. You don't want the new stuff.
No, I want one made this year. I want brand new off the assembly.
No, but they're not like cool anymore. They're a little weird. They all look like Huffies. And like you got to have skinny jeans to ride them. I want like the cool one, you know, with the seat. That goes back, remember that seat post that like dips back?
Chenko jeans on.
Yes. If you ever see the kids now on bikes, the seats, there's not even a seat.
Those bikes look so small. If
I'm like, how do you even ride that thing?
I don't know why Chenko jeans popped into my head.
No, that's funny, though, because I heard they were making a comeback.
I never wore them. They weren't my style. Did you ever have a pair of Chenko jeans?
No, I wasn't a raver.
Is that what? Yeah,
I was. The raver kids wore those.
Those are those giant legged jeans, right?
Oh, yeah. The kid at Marquette wore those.
Which kid?
Big Pants Andy.
Big Pants Andy. That's right. We didn't know what to call him other than Big. Your name is Andy, and you have very big pants.
Yeah.
You will now be designated Big Pants Andy for the next 400 years.
Call him Bandy.
Even though I haven't seen that guy in 20-something years.
Big Pants Andy?
Yep.
No, me neither,
was
but I know
just
exactly.
Was he wearing, like, it was Jankos all the time, or just
obnoxiously
big
though.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
That's what these, like, I hung out with some raver kids.
But he was
and
like a ska. He was a ska guy.
Okay, yeah, that too.
You know?
But I'm a ska guy, though.
I am telling
you. I never wore that.
But he had a lot of disciples.
I didn't ask any questions to Big Pants Andy.
Big Pants Andy had a lot of disciples around him.
They were under his pants.
They were hiding in his pants.
Hey, if you want in my crew, you got to hang out, and then you can hang out in my pants.
Not in a sexual way, I promise.
No, like if it's raining, you can
like
hang
literally
out,
you can live in my
stay
pants.
Stay dry.
That's a weird thing that there's a fad for jeans so big that all of a sudden people are walking around with 12 people in their pants.
It's not far off in this crazy world.
That's right.
It is far off.
You got Don Trump as your president. Anything is possible.
Tis true.
He can come out in Jenko jeans tomorrow.
I was just going to say.
What's up, everybody?
Hey,
how awesome are these?
America great again. We're bringing this back.
Super comfy.
Hey, I got Don and Eric under my pant legs right now. Don't believe me? Get out of here, boys. Get out of here.
The Trump children crawl from out.
And now the Trump children have crawled out from underneath Donald's large denim pants.
They can't get out clean. They get like stuck.
They're being birthed out of Trump's jeans. It's the most bizarre image.
And
I've
then like somehow a random illegal just comes running out too. Like, hey, what was that doing in there? Sorry.
I don't know. I was in the bathroom. I don't know how you got that on the topic of this.
That's right. You just
Bill,
came
you can't,
in.
You can't leave this.
You're the one who Googled. Oh, you Googled,
I Googled the
Dino
Vibe.
Not the Jenko jeans.
Yeah. And then I was like, whoa, I got to go to the bathroom.
So you said you're.
Sorry.
So Trump's wearing Jenkos now, and he's hiding people in them. That's where
you guys are at.
Somehow we got there. Yeah.
Patty, you work at like a startup, you know, type of business, you know, easygoing guys. Mm-hmm. You should just cruise on a dyno in the office. See if anyone says anything.
That it's cooler than those hoverboard
like,
things.
I'm just going back and forth down a road.
Or you're just sitting on it. You're not even riding it. Just tying a phone, just spinning the handlebars around.
Right.
Going, yeah, Dave, we'll talk next week.
I like that. There's a guy just spinning his handlebars in the middle of the office.
But you're sitting on the bike and you're about to go
somewhere.
Some
young kid walks in for an interview. Now, who's the gentleman spinning the gyro on his bike? Right.
He's got the rotor on their dyno over there.
Top sales gets the dyno. Get to conduct all your calls from the dyno.
Oh, man, I would love to do that.
I'd love to be in a sales competition for
if
a dyno.
If I could sit on a dyno all day, I'd probably get so much work done.
Glenn Haas.
Everyone sits in a dyno at this company.
A tech tale.
Listen, we're new here. If you're new, you sit on a dyno like everybody else. Satriani plays round the clock.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
The Clay's a big Joe
and then
Satriani
the trainees
fan.
That you're training, hey, you get to sit on the pegs, and I'm going to show you around the office. Jump on.
You sit on the pegs and take notes.
The new hire, you just take them around the office on the pegs.
Sweet. Dude, jump on my pegs. I'll show you the cereal.
Here's where the break room is. Hey, you know what? Jump on the handlebars, too. You want to see
I'll tell you
office?
What. We got Count Chocula, but you know what? Tina over here.
You,
know,
you don't
don't
see
let her
kids,
get to it before you.
You don't see kids doing the pegs, either.
No,
never
see that.
No, unless they're like in the X Games. Those are the cool kids that you don't see riding around. They got like rich parents.
You see it on
they
like the Venice boardwalk. You
right,
see like a 30-year-old with like
not in Edison Park.
His kid on the pegs and it's normal.
In Edison Park, the only kid with pegs is just a guy going to work with a DUI. Happened to be able to afford a dyno on eBay.
I think it's funny though, looking back on it though, like the whole peg situation, like. How could kids be so stupid that they think that they could, like, two kids could, like, egg a house or throw a rock at somebody or anything like that and try to be like juvenile delinquents where they were just jumping on the other kid's pegs and thinking that no one could be as fast as
you
that.
Got the other guy's like, got to already be going and you jump on.
Yeah, right. He's got to be like,
it. You got to have it down.
Or it's like, hey, man, you just run through the backyard and I'm gonna on my bike.
Yeah,
I'll meet you around the corner.
The difference is that they're not throwing rocks anymore. They're shooting guns.
That's unfortunate.
That's the frightening aspect right there.
That's true. Yeah, and you cannot get away from
that.
Clay,
you mentioned Joe Satriani, and he was on. We played.
He was nice enough to play for us last week.
He was nice enough to come by and let us play one of his jams last week.
Shut up. He was here.
Well, could you identify Satriani in a lineup if we asked you? Pat, do you know what Satriani looks like at all?
I think he looks just like him.
He looks like Mike the Engineer?
Yeah. It could be because I don't know. You're right. I have no idea. Exactly.
Busted.
Nobody
Clay,
knows.
You send me. No, we got to talk. This is the music portion of the show where we talk about music, you know? Clay, you sent me a text earlier this week that you were very upset at the fact that there was a certain song you couldn't that kept ringing through your ears. What song is it? It's a Van Halen song.
Yeah, it's called When Love Comes Walking In.
When Love... I don't remember. Do you know it?
It's a Hagar. Hagar.
It's a Hagar. Oh, Van Hagar. Right,
that's
okay.
Why I hate it.
Yeah.
Van Hagar.
Right. I think it starts out with like... Dun. Then
No. It's got like a cheesy organ in the beginning. Yeah, Billy's got it.
Yeah, but I think. Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Synthesizer.
Oh, I've heard this. Yeah.
This is a jam. You don't like this
is a song you hear like when you're like doing drywall and you got the loop on. And
I feel like
you hate your life.
You're like that's right.
You eat McDonald's 12 times in a row.
This played right after Pat got fired in his
brain. I wish I would have
requested
had that.
This on the walkout. Right here. Oh, I'm out of here!
I just took a shower with this great shampoo.
That's right. VO5, we're bringing it back, baby.
I'm taking my perfect hair.
Stand-up comedy is hard.
Hey, Perk Plus, I'm coming for you.
So anyway, yeah, I heard it, and it was stuck in my head, and I didn't like it.
Love comes walking in, right?
Yeah, that's... Oh, I like the lyric right there.
Oh, man.
I think. Yeah.
It's reminiscent of like a kind of a Rocky IV song,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so, it is.
But...
That's the nice yuppie guy at the party who's never heard the song before, talking to the guy who's played it for him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. This is very good.
So, yeah.
I will take another IPA if you get a moment.
Oh, here you go, Pat. This is the touching part.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This is where the chicks go crazy.
This is really sentimental. I really like this.
This is really sentimental, Mr. Hagar.
I still haven't gotten that IPA I asked for.
How about a shot of whiskey, tough guy?
Oh, man. This just makes you want to go out and do stuff.
It does. It's very inspiring.
I want to leave here and just go, like... Finish my taxes.
It makes you want to be on like a speedboat with a bunch of girls, you know?
All kinds of things.
No, it makes you want to be like walking down an alley, like my life, oh, you know what, forget it, and then turn around.
That's what Larry Flynn said.
And then go just collar, running down the street.
Throw your cigarette into a puddle of gasoline.
To just explode onto a new horizon.
That's right, man.
It'd be an amazing music video that we're writing right now.
Musical.
Yes. You know, music videos.
And then we cut to Larry Flint in his office.
You know, they keep rebooting things. Why don't they reboot the music video?
Eating a chicken Euros with tzatziki all over his face.
360 camera around the place.
Right, right.
If only they had those.
Slow.
Slower. Cut to Donald Trump running the Boston Marathon.
In Jankos, folks. In Jankos.
No, Trump in Haiti, like, helping little kids.
While we're in Jankos.
Ah. Whoa. I mean, there's something about Eddie Van Halen's guitar.
Cut to Andrew Dice Clay in the middle of the video. Oh!
He needed the money.
Cut to Putin on electric guitar.
With no shirt on.
With no shirt.
Riding a donkey.
Putin fighting Satriani.
There's no match. Satriani would destroy Putin.
Yeah, come on. Well, let's get that...
Wow, we've allowed this song to almost play right through.
Seriously, man.
This insane conversation.
It's losing. I'm writing goals here.
Well, it's settling.
It's not, it's not. It's not
love comes walking in.
All right,
I mean, it's a long ballad.
I'm digging that shirt you're wearing.
Yeah,
the button up.
Ooh,
this is short sleeve.
It is a short sleeve. Clay told me I looked like I was in Miami in 1955 or something.
Yeah,
I got to model it for you. Hold on.
And you got the blue like.
What is it?
Oh man, you got the.
He's got blue.
What are those khaki?
Chinos,
Dockers, right? Those chinos, like, yeah. And then you got the Sasani shoes to go with it.
Those are Saucony
or whatever.
Sasanis. Officer, he was wearing a pair of those trendy Sasanis.
I don't know what they are.
He
they
ran right by me.
You know what I tried?
You mean Saucony's?
You mean Saucony's? You had Saucony's?
So you
on?
Wore that to work today?
Yeah, I did. This nice. Is this is tech life.
You like
life.
The blue chinos? Those are like gas station attendant pants.
I got blue ones on too.
They are kind of. It's funny. They are like that.
I have a pair, and that's what I when I'm looking for them. I refer to them as such to my wife. I go, "Where are my gas station attendant pants? Mm-hmm. They're the thing."
Right. I got to get them. I got them. Now I got to get some gas station attendant boots. I've been in the market for a new pair of boots.
Yeah, those Sauconys ain't cutting.
No, they're not going to get you through the winter.
No way.
No way.
You get gasoline on those? Forget it, man.
You need a big, big duck boots.
You get gasoline on them Sauconys.
It's going to soak.
You're
going to
have a real problem.
Your socks.
What are you, nuts wearing them Sauconys to work every day? You get gasoline on them Sauconys. You're going to have a real problem.
It's never been uttered, ever. That sentence has never been uttered.
You mean a guy at a BP never said that to another employee?
BP in, like, Dorchester?
He's a shoe salesman. He's a boot salesman.
You get gasoline on those Sauconys, you're fired.
Thanks for coming in. Listen, I appreciate you trying
Come
on
back
the boots.
Next
I know you didn't
want to
make
wings.
A purchase today, but tell you what. You get gasoline walking the street and working them Sauconys, you're going to be real sorry.
You want a bite of my euros?
Right.
I thought you were insinuating like it was a because you had the gas station pants on that you were.
But I have pants.
No, that you were like a new employee at like a BP, and the guy comes out and he goes, "Tell you what, you show up in them Sauconys again, you get gasoline on them things, ain't gonna be funny no more."
He took it a weird way.
Get yourself some Red Wings.
That's possible.
That is possible. I like that better.
Hey, you know what? Put it in the script.
Angry mechanic manager.
Now go move the box of Skittles into the front office and put some 69-cent tags on them before I kill you.
Say what? I thought we were talking about auto mechanicry, and Bill just...
You could buy Skittles at a BP. How do you think
you
they're turning margins over in there?
I buy
them
all the
time.
You can
gas?
Get white chocolate Kit Kats, too.
Mm. Listen, I own a gas station, but I'll tell you what. The real money, it's in Skittles.
You know what?
Do you know how many bags
there
of
is overhead on
Skittles?
Actually, I'm going to go with Reese's because they got like 8 different versions of Reese's now.
Yeah, I made a crucial mistake.
Every gas station, there's a whole thing of Reese's, the giant cups with Reese's pieces in them.
Yeah,
you can get Reese's pieces.
Just give me the regular
Reese's. Right, but
you can
it's
get
like,
the little wafer Kit Kat type bars they got. The
they're getting
ones.
Like Taco Bell. It's like it's just chocolate and peanut butter, man. How
I tried to get the cups
gonna...
last night. The regular ones, and I go home and open them, and they're like these wafer bars. I wasn't paying attention.
How do you eat How do you eat your cup?
I just eat the whole thing.
You don't do it. You just one and one, like one big throw in. You don't do two
like
bites.
No.
Do you put them in the fridge and get them nice and cold?
Yeah,
I do that with Twix. I don't do that with the
Reese's. Give it a try. You're missing out on the friendly thing.
I haven't had a Twix since 1987.
Candy.
Yeah, but it's still soft. It's not like hard and crunchy.
Candy
you know?
Has hijacked the conversation.
Oh crap! I'm sorry.
That's
what happens when I'm on the show.
We covered bikes. We covered euros. Cover on the candy.
There's a couple of reoccurring themes here tonight.
Every time I'm on the show, it's lame.
This is what people want to listen to.
Yeah, they do. The topic of hair has presented itself again. and can
lack of.
Lawrence Flint peeked his ugly head back into the show.
Thank you.
And then now we're talking about Billy's products is back.
Sure. Billy reading from the internet.
Bill read from the internet.
I wish I had a character. I
There's
just
a
don't.
Theme happening here. In any event, there's that again.
Yeah.
The Hoolies Hoolies is going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400. or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
The best oatmeal in the world.
That's right.
Welcome back. Hooley's Hooley Radio Hour, final stretch of the program. Pat Chase has been our guest. It's been fun. It's always fun having Pat on. Thanks for doing the program again.
It's fun hanging out with you guys, man, seriously. God bless.
It's nice to know that we're not as crazy as we think we are, and people like you can somewhat follow the train of thought that occurs during these wacky hours that we spend together.
Yeah, no, it's... plus I just did the Skinny and Hooley show, which is fun. Had a couple Guinnesses there.
Nice.
And then you came over here.
And then I came right here, and we're hanging
out. Took the edge off. No pressure on this program.
Zero. I don't have to deal with people walking around. It's in a little studio.
I had a couple of Guinnesses once and ended up in jail. That's a true story.
This is a true story almost to a like lot a of jail people. Cell. How big is this room?
This is 3 times the size of a jail cell.
I know.
This is a heck of a jail cell, I'll tell you.
This is Al Capone's
radio-free prison right here.
John Gotti's jail cell.
John Gotti.
/ Johnny Travolta.
Yeah.
Which movie got yanked? And I want to know
that
why.
That Johnny Travolta picture's never getting made.
You know, it's been a real rough winter. They pulled the Travolta film, you know, that I had a cameo in.
You're one of the executive producers?
It's Richard Lewis, everybody. Oh. He's back on the show.
Oh, I haven't heard of Richard Lewis in a while.
I was all sad. I'm Sammy the Bull Gravano's cousin Joe in the movie.
Oh, that's who you're playing?
Have you seen pictures of Travolta as Gotti?
Yeah,
It's hilarious.
Oh, no way, dude.
Dude, you haven't
seen
this?
Get out of here.
Teflon Don. Is that the name of the movie? No.
No clue. I hope it does.
I think it was directed by that Kevin Connolly, the kid from Entourage, Irish American.
Well, there's
Kevin
your problem.
Connelly. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'll get that.
Well, I don't know what happened. I'll tell you what I do know.
No way. That looks...
It looks like John Travolta with gray hair.
Oh, his face looks like very Marvel, like a Marvel character.
Yeah, like a what's that one movie? Like that one, you know.
I mean, look at it, Patty.
Hellboy?
It's Sin City. Yeah, it's kind of...
Yes, Sin City.
Sin City-ish.
Right?
I don't know.
It's Sin City-ish.
Yeah, I could buy it. I buy it a little bit.
Nah, I guess. With like the cameras and CGI.
Yeah. Anyway, we're never going to get to see the Travolta Gotti movie.
It's not going
to
happen.
Give me my phone back.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, here you go. Don't make Hold on. We have to pause on the program while I show you a picture of Travolta dressed as John Gotti.
Ah.
What do you think? He looks a little Sin City-ish, don't you think? They could have done better there.
He's just trying to look tough.
Mm-hmm. That's what the director kept saying the whole movie, Kevin Connolly. John, you got to look tough.
So do you, Kevin.
Mr. Travolta, I would wish that you just looked a little tougher during this scene.
You know, I work out of my head and you hit it. He hits my head. What movie?
Oh, that's
Saturday Night Fever.
All right, good. Yeah. Oh, you guys are sleeping at me.
Well, we're sleeping, no doubt about it.
We got Travolta in our brain.
Greatest Travolta role, go. Anybody know?
I don't like this
game. This weekend on the Hoolies Hooli Irish Radio Hour, greatest Travolta moments.
Look Who's Talking too. I'm sorry.
Oh, he's going with the little favorite. Look Who's Talking part two.
I'll say Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, that's a safe play.
I think he's okay.
Ooh, no. Michael. I'm going to say Get Shorty.
Ooh.
I'm going to say he's probably at his best in Get Shorty.
Okay.
He's a good actor.
What about Welcome Back?
He's a good actor.
Get it.
Welcome back, Kyle.
This Travolta is a good actor. I don't care if he's Oprah's buddy. He's okay.
He's not a gangster, though.
Actually, Travolta canceled his role as Gotti because he's going to play Trump.
Can you imagine Travolta as Donald Trump?
It could work.
Travolta is Trump!
Did he already play Clinton?
He did.
Yeah, he already played a president. Yeah,
did he?
Sort of supposed to be. Yeah.
Bill Clinton. Yeah. Bill's hard to do.
Bill, how come you, like me and you, are the only ones without characters? What's going on with that?
You mean what, that we can't do voices?
Yeah, I can't. Oh, I feel left out. What do you got for me?
I don't know. I gotta think of it. It's like something that usually comes to me. It just happens to happen.
Apparently, breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Travolta movie is still on.
Oh, okay. Good.
It's just a rumor.
Oh, it's just a rumor. Good marketing. Good stunt.
Because we're looking at it.
Look, right. We just talked about it for like an hour. So it worked.
Yeah.
So get out there, kids. When are they bringing it back? Like Easter Sunday or something? Yeah. Like, whoa, Travolta's Gotti.
We got to pull the Travolta movie. Put it over at
Easter. Only in theaters next Wednesday for an hour and a half.
I don't know where it is. You got to find it.
Yeah, they can't have it come out anytime.
Now it's even more selective.
Who's directing it? Why don't we
Where can I see
deeper?
The Travolta movie? Don't worry about it. We don't know where you can see it.
Kevin Conley's directing it.
Mm-hmm.
And Lionsgate is
That's E from
it.
Entourage. E.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. then Lionsgate is
doing it.
Yeah, right. they're the movie house, the backer, the studio.
That's correct, Bill.
Was Harvey Weinstein involved
So who's playing Sammy the Bull? Is it Richard Lewis or no?
No.
John Goodman of John Goodman.
Oh,
farts.
Of course. Yeah, because he looks just like
the very funny John Goodman is playing Sammy the Bull.
I thought they're rebooting the Roseanne. Anyone see that or is it out yet?
They are rebooting the new Roseanne. Yeah, it's supposed to come out like this week, I think.
Same cast. Like, I don't want to see that.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah, the exact same cast.
Goodman's coming back?
He's back.
Yeah. Is Galecki in this?
I believe he is.
Yeah.
In like one episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
They all just need a paycheck really quick.
Yeah. So like, does the end of the episode just... No, I'm kidding. Does Dan... What was the last
Dan.
Name?
Dan Connor.
Connors. Yeah, the Connors. Yeah, from Lanford, Illinois.
Irish family from Lanford, Illinois.
It was like fake Elgin, basically.
Okay.
How do I know all this? I don't know.
Pat, where did you grow up? You're from the Bartlett area, I thought.
Listen, Roseanne growing up was like reality TV for me because that's how my family was.
Well, and a lot of families throughout the United States. It resonated with a lot of people.
It was reality TV for me. So
I'm interested to see.
But I thought in that whole series, where this is? Didn't Roseanne and Dan get divorced?
No.
Something happened?
No.
He had like a heart attack. He got serious. Becky got pregnant. They replaced her with another Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were two different Beckys.
Yeah. Then that kid from, who still looks the same from, what's it called? Big Bang Theory.
Johnny Galecki. Yeah, he's Johnny Galecki back on the program again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Three Galecki mentions in.
He's got the same haircut and everything. He wears the same clothes. Like,
then there was the other chick who was his Darlene. Darlene was like the dark,
like she was dating.
But she was a mainstay. She never left.
She's on The View.
Right,
now.
She never left.
Oh, she's on The View.
Oh, then never mind.
She's been on the View.
And you know what? It's kind of weird when you think about it. I was thinking about other old sitcoms, and when you mentioned Roseanne, I thought. Boy, remember Blossom with Mia Bialik or whatever her name was?
I sure do, Bill.
She's on Big Bang Theory. Yeah,
that's right.
She's Sheldon's girlfriend or whatever.
That's Mayim Bialik, if I'm correct.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's not Max Bialystock from the great show The
Producers. Happened to Joey?
Mayim Bialik.
What happened to Joey?
Joey Lawrence?
Joey Lawrence.
From Blossom.
He was on. He's around.
He's doing some Lifetime movies. Yeah. He's getting paid.
Yeah. He's hosting like...
I'm sorry, boss. We tried to talk about Roseanne, but it got to Blossom, and we just couldn't help ourselves.
Well, the producers are going to be mad about this one, Bill.
Joey Lawrence is doing a movie about John Travolta doing a movie about John Gotti.
Who plays Joey Lawrence?
Well, I'm telling
you. Elijah Wood. Of course,
and
kid.
That's a wrap, folks.
That's it. Got it.
Done.
Found another part for Elijah Wood.
We found another part for Elijah Wood.
He's playing Corey Haim in the documentary.
Man, we always talk about such great ideas for sitcoms. We got to get on it. You know, I mean,
we got to get on this stuff.
I don't even know where to start. Doug the White House Alien. Let's just get it going.
Doug the White House Alien is brilliant.
We could have Mayim Bialik. We could have all these guest people come on. Mm-hmm. Could have an episode where Elf fights.
Well, guys, you'll never believe it, but the impetus of the show, Doug the White House Alien, was really as a vehicle to get Mayim Bialik back in the spotlight. It worked.
You could have him fight Elf in a death match.
Exactly. Uh-oh. On the season finale.
How about Elf versus Vicky from Small Wonder? That would be a good fight.
All three of them.
Did you know that Vladimir Putin is a huge fan of Elf?
Did not know that.
Yeah. He's got an Elf doll that he sleeps with.
I'm serious, man. It's so weird.
Vladimir, where's Elf doll? Where's Elf?
Yeah, because during like the Cold War and stuff, they didn't let them watch like American TV. So they're just now getting Elf and like Small Wonder.
He saw Elf for the first time when he was 51.
Dustin, right. So go make me a hot milk and get me my Elf doll before bed, please.
Don't forget to put my lemon in hot milk. Bring me Elf.
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh, different strokes?
What are you talking about, like, Willis?
That's our favorite show.
That's what Dustin the Servant says back. He goes, what are you talking about, Willis?
In former Soviet Union.
They both crack up.
No, Putin shoots him in the chest. The 45 Colt.
And then he looks over in the corner, and Yakov Smirnov is tied up.
Former Soviet Union, they don't let us watch shows like Western.
I don't know how, because the last time we were on this show, we talked about Yakov Smirnov.
We talked about it on your dad's show earlier.
Oh, come on, really?
He looks over and Yakov.
They brought up Branson, Missouri. How do you not mention Yakov?
Yeah, right.
Yakov's fighting the handyman in his office.
And we talked about another thing, too, resurrecting Tony and Tina's wedding.
But
modern day times. So it's like Tony and Steve's wedding.
Ooh.
But it's Tony's little nephew, so it's like Tony and Tina show up to that wedding and freak out.
Yeah, oh, that's
it's
a great
different.
Concept.
Yeah, right?
Well, we got to have to get on that in the next episode because we burned this one down.
Sorry about that, guys.
If you enjoyed the last hour, Pat, thank you for being our guest.
Let's remind the guests, ladies and gentlemen,
you can see Pat Chase March 4th.
At the Improv in Schaumburg.
That's a Sunday night. The show, Pat will be headlining. Show starts at 7 p.m., Pat?
7 p.m., you should be done by 8:30, and you should be home by 10 o'clock or something.
Outstanding.
So, please come out. I would love to see one of your listeners come out. Just one.
Yeah, just go just up to him and go, hey, I listened to the Hooli's Hooli. You're the best.
Hey, yeah, it was great. Take care. Like, if one of your listeners comes up to me, I will buy him a beer.
Oh, buy him a beer.
There you go. You
just
heard
one
it here
of them,
first.
Like,
Hooli's
five
Hooli.
Of them show up, only one of them gets a beer.
Yeah.
For all our fans
you
out there.
You guys coming?
You can find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli at freecrack.com, or you can go to iTunes and search for Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C, there. And you will find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli. The show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program following this one. That's the Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They do that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. Show starts at 6. Sessions start at 7.
Yup.
It has been a lot of fun this
Always
evening.
Is.
And
yes.
Once again, we've catapulted people into the stratosphere of Nutsland.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Nutsland, Ireland?
You're from Nutsland, eh?
Mm-hmm. Grew up in Nutsland.
West Nutsland?
West Nutsland. They hail from West Nutsland.
The Beatles.
See you next week. Bye.
See ya.